Forte on Diabetes Breakthrough.
Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Ben Fuchs, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there may be natural, nutritional, and natural roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you've come to the right place. We are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from high blood pressure and obesity and psoriasis and acne and diabetes, all kinds of health issues that by the standards of modern medical treatment can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of biology, what is in the world of the human body, simply standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing and regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous to some, this renewing system is really nothing more than the way the body works. Business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health challenges that you may be confronting, that someone in your family may be facing, or a loved one may be facing, you can call us today at 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933 if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, you can call Phyllis and Andy, or Nasima and Rachel, or Vicki or Debbie at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or you can get to my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. Somebody will get back to you with information about the Youngevity products or about the Youngevity business if you so desire. If you want to make some money, if you want to join me in my mission to help educate the world about the power of nutritional supplementation, we'd love to have you join the team. So just give a click on that Join Now link. If you've done it and nobody's gotten back to you, we do have a kind of a backlog of names. So just be patient. Somebody will definitely be getting back to you if you've clicked on that link. You can also check out the articles and the videos that are up there. There's a couple cool videos of a talk that I did in California last year called The 8 Chapters of Good Nutrition, and there's a lot of good information on that. And, of course, I do update the articles every couple of days. I did one yesterday on manganese, cool mineral, manganese. So if you want more good health information than you're getting on The Bright Side, get to my website, brightsideben.com. Thanks so much for joining us today. A couple things I want to talk about before we continue talking about perimenopausal acne, the acne that women sometimes get before they go into menopause. We were talking about perimenopause actually as it relates to fat metabolism and lymph. And yesterday I mentioned a couple of problems with canola oil, and I got some emails about that. So I thought maybe I should address the whole issue that's the whole controversy that surrounds canola oil. I also got a couple of letters about adding enzymes directly in food. So in the interest of clearing up some confusion, which is what we like to do here on The Bright Side, let's tackle these two subjects, and then we'll continue talking about perimenopausal acne. So first, canola oil. Yesterday I was talking about how you use PAM cooking spray, and you can make your own PAM with vegetable oil and lecithin. And PAM uses canola oil. PAM, America's favorite cooking spray, that's what they call themselves. PAM uses canola oil with lecithin, and there's definitely controversy on exactly how healthy canola oil really is. Canola oil comes from the somewhat unfortunately named rape seed, which is a member of the mustard family, a member of the same family that you get mustard from and kale from and broccoli from and what else is, the cabbages in the same family, a lot of vegetables in that family that have medicinal properties. Canola oil comes from rapeseed, and that is a member of the mustard family. The name rapeseed comes from the Latin term rapum, which means turnip, which is also a member of the same family that rapeseed comes from. Canola is actually a made-up word because marketers didn't like the name rape. They didn't like the name rapeseed. They didn't like the word rape in the name of their product, so they changed the name to canola oil. Canola is actually a shortened form of the words Canadian and oil. Canola oil, Canadian oil. And just like the name was made up and synthesized, so is the plant. The plant is a synthesized plant. Canola oil is derived from a genetically modified form of rapeseed. Rapeseed was always considered to be a less than desirable food crop for a couple of reasons. First of all, it contains some high concentrations of a particularly nasty and bitter fatty acid called erucic acid. I actually use erucic acid in skincare formulations. It's got a nice cushy feel on the skin. Unfortunately, it doesn't taste very good. It's actually very bitter. And one of the first things they had to do to make rapeseed oil a viable food crop was they had to tackle this erucic acid problem. And they did it through genetic modification. If you've ever noticed a bitter aftertaste after you've eaten raw radishes or turnips, that is the erucic acid. The second problem with rapeseed is that it contains a group of chemicals called glucosinolates, and these glucosinolates can be toxic to animals. Interestingly, small amounts of glucosinolates found in broccoli and kale, which are cousins to rapeseed, are powerful nutritional substances that may be involved in protecting the body from excess estrogen and other carcinogens. So it's a medicinal compound, but high amounts of it can be a problem in terms of toxicity. So they had to take care of that along with the erucic acid. In the 1950s and the 1960s, the Canadian government, which was growing rapeseed and using the oil as a lubricant, they figured, we need to expand our markets, and they wanted to try to sell the oil as food, but because of the bitter taste, people weren't buying the stuff, so science came to the rescue, and they developed something called double zero rapeseed oil, zero glucosinolates and zero erucic acid, and they renamed this double zero rapeseed oil canola oil. And back in the 1980s, actually in the 1970s, the United States government and some European governments and the Canadian government were hyping vegetable oils because they were a huge cash crop, corn oil and soy oil, and they were hyping vegetable oils. But by the 1980s, they were starting to see a problem with these vegetable oils. I remember when I was growing up, everybody was saying, well, you need to use polyunsaturated oil. Some of you may remember this. Polyunsaturated oils were all the rage back in the 1970s and 80s, but by the beginning of the 1980s, they were starting to notice that these polyunsaturated vegetable oils were being linked to cancer and heart disease and a bunch of other health problems. So then they decide, well, polyunsaturated oils may be a problem, but now we've got monounsaturated oils. And you may remember that all of a sudden monounsaturated oils were the big thing, and canola oil is a good source of these monounsaturated oils. So some of you may remember that canola oil went through this big marketing push in the 1980s and the early 90s. Everywhere you looked, there was articles about canola oil. Canola oil was everywhere because of this new monounsaturated oil that was even better for you than polyunsaturated oils. It turns out that it has nothing to do with monounsaturated oils being good for you or polyunsaturated oils being bad for you. They were just interested in profit. Rapeseed growing is a profitable pastime, and canola oil is a cheap vegetable oil. And guess who loves canola oil? Chip manufacturers and snack manufacturers, because it's cheap, it's relatively stable, it's probably the quintessential industrial food oil, and these days it's a rare snack food that does not contain some canola oil. There's a couple problems, however, with canola oil, and the first one is this whole GMO thing. Canola is a classic GMO crop. In the late 90s, a particularly nasty pesticide-resistant GMO canola was developed. Pesticide resistance is one of the most important qualities in the world of genetic modification of agriculture. And let's do a quick digression here. Why do you suppose that these big industrial agriculture companies love to have pesticide resistance as a quality in their crops? Crops that are genetically modified to make them resistant to large amount of pesticides are a serious problem, folks. First of all, more pesticides? Are you kidding me? Do we really want more pesticides? And number two, why do we need more pesticides? What is it about the canola plant that's requiring more pesticides? Is it possibly because it's been genetically modified and had its natural protection removed? Maybe those glucosinolates and erucic acid have a role to play in the health of the canola plant. We'll continue our discussion on canola. Take your phone calls as well at 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll take a time out and be back right after this. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
With new financial dominoes falling each day. Do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Our number is 866-582-9933. We're here 5 days a week on the Bright Side. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com and on affiliates around the country. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to chat about anything we're talking about, contribute to the conversation. If you've got questions about your prescription drugs, if you want to get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program, if you've got questions about something you may have read, questions about skincare ingredients, whatever, if it has to do with health, we're taking your calls today at 866-582-9933. Continuing our story on the rapeseed plant, the canola plant, we're talking about how the big problem with canola oil really is the processing of canola oil. The GMO thing is definitely a problem, but the big problem is processing. Any oil that's going to be used industrially has to be stabilized. That means that it has to have the qualities of an oil. It has to have the slip of an oil and the taste qualities of an oil without the nutritional value. Nutritional value is unstable. Foods with a high nutritional value are not industrially friendly. So the food industry needs to have foods that do not have a high nutritional value. This is very important to understand. There's this built-in adversarial relationship between human beings and their healthy bodies and industrial food interests. It's an us versus them, an adversarial relationship that's built in to the food industry. It's just the way it is. The food industry, like all corporations, is interested in a profit margin. Human beings need fresh and natural. Food corporations need inert and stable. And that's really the problem. Foods that are inert and stable and have no nutritional value are foods that you're not going to want to eat, so they have to be heavily marketed. And that is how these foods get pushed on us. Corporate foods need to have a large profit margin. Anyone who cooks knows that you cannot be concerned with cost if you want to make the best food. Corporate interests are always going to be allied against the interests of the average human being. I like the word corporate. Corporate, when you think about it, what is a corporate? What does it mean? It comes from the Latin word for body, and there's a hidden message here. A corporation is a made-up body. It's a synthetic body. It has all the privileges and all the rights of a body, but it doesn't have a real life force. It doesn't have a heart. It doesn't have a soul. It doesn't need the things that a real human body needs. A corporation doesn't need nutrition, but it does need profit. From the Los Angeles Times yesterday, exclusive, soda makers escalate attacks over obesity. Soda makers are attacking the idea that soda causes obesity. Quote, U.S. public awareness campaigns about sugary soft drinks are under legal attack by beverage makers. How dare they? The soda industry, which says it's defending its products from baseless attacks. Folks, every day the average adult is consuming 22 teaspoons, that's 90 grams of added sugars, and most of that is coming from snack foods, processed foods, and soda. The point I'm making here is that corporations are interested in profits. Human beings are interested in nutrition. The average human being doesn't need a profit. He may want a profit. He may need some money. He may want some money in the bank, but he doesn't need it. What a human being does need is nutrition. Good food with high nutrient value. If you are eating corporate food, folks, if you're eating food that is being pushed by a corporation, we're eating profit food, not nutritional food. And no matter what they tell you, whatever the pitch is or whatever the marketing is, if it's corporate food, it's not nutritional food, which basically means it's not human food. Rule of thumb. If there's some kind of heavy marketing or a funny commercial, a red flag should go up. And if there's a little jingle or there's a song that they sing about why you should eat this food or drink this drink, 2 red flags should go up. And if there's a cartoon character involved, that's a food you probably wouldn't want to feed your dog or your cat. And what's even worse is probably a food that's being marketed to your kids. As far as canola oil goes, Canola oil is rendered inert. It's nutritionally dead through mega processing. That is the big problem with canola oil. The GMO thing is definitely bad, but the big problem with canola oil is it's rendered inert because it's a heavily processed oil. The essential fatty acids are removed. The vitamin E is removed. And what's worse, and this is really bad, a heated oil is a seriously damaged oil. In fact, it's so damaged, canola oil is such a damaged oil that the body has to use up valuable reserves of antioxidants like vitamin E and selenium in order to maintain damage control. If you're eating a lot of canola oil, or if you're eating a lot of snack foods that contain canola oil, look at the ingredients. Almost all snack foods are made with canola oil. If you're eating a lot of snack foods, if you're eating a lot of canola oil, if you're cooking with canola oil, if you're going out to eat a lot of fast food manufacturers use canola oil, it may be wise to make sure that you're getting high amounts of vitamin E. 400 international units a day is a good place to be. We've talked a lot about vitamin E in the past on this program. There's two main types, tocopherols and tocotrienols. They're both important. Now, I know most people have not heard of the second type, tocotrienols, but you soon will be hearing about them. One of the things I like to do on the bright side is give you advance notice, and I'm giving you advance notice right now. The second type of vitamin E is about to make a big splash in the world of nutrition. We've known about it for a long time. Nutritionists and biochemists have known about it for a long time, but it's about to make a big splash in the mass marketplace. Tocotrienols. This is the second type of vitamin E, and in many ways it's even more powerful than tocopherols. It's more fat-soluble. It has a better ability to travel through the cell membrane. But you want them both, tocopherols and tocotrienols. If you're eating a lot of canola oil, you especially want to make sure you're getting high amounts of vitamin E. Selenium can be helpful. Alpha-lipoic acid can also be helpful. About 15 years ago, Monsanto had to recall 60,000 bags of canola seed. That's enough for almost 750,000 acres of canola because, guess what? They accidentally inserted genes that weren't safe for human consumption. Oops, sorry. You know, we forget. We think that, you know, it's just science and GMO crops and genetics. It's all scientifically valid and approved. Look, folks, they make mistakes all the time. Monsanto had to go door to door and ask farmers for their seeds because they didn't know what would happen when people ate this genetically modified canola that had the wrong gene inserted. Anyway, canola oil is a heavily processed oil. It's got an unknown genetic profile. That's the problem with GMOs. You don't know what you're getting. When you start to insert genes into the genome of a plant, you get all kinds of unknown plant chemicals. Canola oil is heavily pesticided. It's heavily processed, and on top of everything else, canola is a source of something called hemagglutins, which are involved in blood clotting. So, long story short, folks, there are definitely some problems with canola oil. It's a marketed oil, processed oil, synthetic oil. It's something that you probably do well to avoid. We'll continue our discussion. I want to talk about adding enzymes to food. I had a couple emails about that. I do have a couple other emails I'd like to get to. We'll also talk a little bit about perimenopausal acne, the acne that women get right before they get into menopause. We'll take your phone calls at 866-582-9933 as well. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We'll be back after this.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets the fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, friends, to The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. We're talking about canola oil, and I wanted to also talk about enzymes. Yesterday I was mentioning that you can add enzymes directly to your food, digestive enzymes like lipase or amylase or protease. This can be a very helpful strategy for people who are having digestive problems. You can break open a lipase capsule and mix it with some food. It might be a little harder with protease, unfortunately, because protease, protein enzymes, remember ASE at the end of a word tells you that you have an enzyme. Protease is an enzyme that breaks up protein. proteases in particular can taste pretty foul. And there's not a lot of lipase around that you can get without protease, but there it's out there. You got to do a little bit of digging around. You want to sprinkle some of your lipase on food if you have digestive problems around fats. And a lot of perimenopausal women, one of the reasons they go through perimenopausal symptoms is because of problems absorbing, utilizing fats. Now, keep in mind, if you are going to mix lipase in with your foods, you want to somehow break up the foods, cut it up or chop it up or ideally even liquefy it before you add your lipase, because lipase has to work on small particles to do its work. Lipase also only works when it's dissolved in water. So you want to have some water around the food, or maybe add the lipase to water and then pour it on top of your food. And the only problem with doing something like this is the taste can be an issue. If the taste is an issue, maybe mix the lipase up with a little bit of applesauce or something and then add that to your food. Lecithin, you don't have that much of a problem. Oh, by the way, with lipase and with adding enzymes to food, you want to let it sit for maybe half an hour or so in the food in a very, very slightly warm place. Not too warm, but very slightly warm. Enzymes need a tiny little bit of warmth to do its work. You don't have any of these problems if you're adding lecithin to your food. I personally like adding lecithin to my salads, and I add lecithin to my smoothies all the time. And as we said yesterday, eggs are a great source of both lipase and lecithin. I got a letter here from Barbara, who writes, "My husband heard your show out of Longmont, and said you had some interesting thoughts on fat digestion. I have had a problem with fat for a long time. I'm in my 50s. Had my gallbladder out some years ago. Now I cannot eat meat anymore. We have our own chickens, and I eat an egg or two in the mornings, okay? I have blood sugar that's running high, even though I'm taking 4 to 5 metformin a day. Barb wants to know if I do personal consultations, which I no longer do. But hopefully, Barb, if you're listening to the program, there's a lot of things you could do if you have problems with fat absorption. And this is for anybody who has problems with fat absorption. Lipase and lecithin, we've been talking about that the last few days. Lipase, the enzyme that helps break up fats. Lecithin is a component of the body's bile. Bile is the main way that your body breaks up fats. Anything you can do to support bile is going to be important for your health. And lecithin is one of the best supplements going for supporting bile. We've talked in the past about choline, C-H-O-L-I-N-E, choline, the amino, and that's a B vitamin, the amino acid taurine, the amino acid methionine, and the amino acid glycine are all helpful for fat absorption. If you can mix your fat or grind up your fats ahead of time, that's always helpful. Let's see what else is going to be helpful. Taking fatty vitamins with your fats is also helpful, and eating small amounts of fatty foods can be helpful too. If you had your gallbladder out, you know what? It's not a good thing. If you've had your gallbladder out and now you're going through perimenopause, it's much worse. And it's especially problematic, by the way, for your skin. So if you had your gallbladder, keep it. If you don't have your gallbladder, you're going to have to pay extra attention to fat absorption. Anything that you can do to support bile, lecithin is very important. And as I've been saying for the past couple of days, eggs are a powerful fat absorption food. So go crazy on the eggs. Try to keep your eggs as uncooked as possible. Raw is the best. Poached or soft-boiled or close seconds, but don't break that yolk up. That's the one thing you really want to be careful of, as I was saying yesterday, is breaking up the yolk, because when you break up the yolk, that's when you start to run into problems with some of the burning some of the fats and burning some of the cholesterol. So hope that helps for you, Barb. Our number is 866-582-9933. Mike in New York, what's going on, buddy? Do we have Mike?
Hello?
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Yeah, I'm calling up. I'm asking about herpes, how you can handle with alternative medicine, you know,
sure.
Naturally.
Absolutely. You're talking about on genital herpes or herpes in the...
Right, genital.
Okay, so here's the deal. Herpes is a virus, and it lives in your body. Once you've had contacted the herpes virus, it's in your body. It's living there. And what it's waiting to do is it's waiting for a golden opportunity to explode and thrive. And the way it knows it has a golden opportunity to explode and thrive is when your immune system is suppressed. So under ordinary circumstances, herpes shouldn't be a problem. But as you probably know, every once in a while you get an outbreak, and that outbreak is related to a suppression of the immune system. So the key to taking care of herpes, if you're one of those unfortunate folks that has contacted the virus and you're susceptible to outbreaks, the key to taking care of it is to do everything you can do to upregulate your immune system. Now, if you do it correctly, the herpes virus can actually be a friend, because what it's doing is it's forcing you to improve your immune system, and that's going to reduce your risks of all kinds of other immune problems, including, God forbid, cancers. It'll also add years to your life if you do it all carefully. So here's what you need to do. Number one, you want to avoid any immune suppressants. The two most important immune suppressants that I think of right off the top of my head here are sugar, number one. Sugar is a disaster for the immune system. So you have to, if you're really serious, and you probably are, because I can imagine it's not a very pleasant circumstance, if you're serious about building your immune system and avoiding herpes outbreaks, what you want to do is you want to change your body's your tastes for sweets. So you want to get to the point where it doesn't take a lot of sweet to hit your sweet button. Problem with sweets is our bodies become we stop listening to the sweet signals that we get from food, and it takes more and more sugar to give us the sweet buzz that we want. So you've got to sort of hit the reset button and resensitize your body's or your taste buds to the sweet taste. And so what you need to do is maybe take a sweet holiday, and that includes synthetic sweeteners, artificial sweeteners, natural sweeteners. It doesn't mean, no, I'm not just talking about sugar here. I'm talking about completely resensitizing your body to the sweet taste, and that means taking 2 or 3 days off from the sweet taste entirely. It doesn't take long. If you've ever taken a couple days off from sweets, you know that the next time you eat something sweet, it tastes really sweet. Even though it didn't taste sweet before you took a couple of days off, just 2 or 3 days is all you really need to resensitize your body or your taste to that sweet flavor that everybody craves. So number one, resensitize your body to sweets. That'll allow you to drop your sugar intake, and that's very, very important, because sugar and the immune system are bitter enemies. No pun intended. Sugar is the enemy of the immune system. The more sugar you eat, the more suppressed your immune system will be, and the more herpes outbreaks you'll have. So number one, reducing your sugar intake, and the easiest way to do that is to resensitize your body to sweets. Also, starting off all meals and with protein and essential fatty acids, as we've talked about many times in this program, will help you wean yourself off of breads and pastas and potatoes and rice and all those kinds of foods, which are very, very suppressing to the immune system. So resensitizing your body to sweets, upping your protein, upping your essential fatty acids, going on a carbohydrate restricted diet, restricting your carbohydrates to vegetables as much as possible, staying away from the quick processed or the refined carbohydrates and the carbohydrates that the body turns into sugar real fast. That's important. Secondly, you want to make sure that if you have any digestive stresses on the body, those are corrected. And if it means fasting, you may need to fast. Whatever it takes to correct digestive symptomology is very important for the immune system. So number one, sugar. Number two, correct any digestive symptomology. And there's a whole slew of good nutritional supplements you can take for the immune system. Hang tight with us through the break, Mike, because we'll cover that when we come back. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 866-582-9933. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We'll be back right after this break. Don't go away.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people, and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Taking your phone calls at 866-582-9933. If you want to send me an email, I am a little bit backed up on my emails, but I try to get back to almost everybody. Ben at ksco.com. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. Ask them about the Healthy Start Pack. It's got the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is your liquid supplements with all your B vitamins and vitamin C and the colloidal minerals and a bunch of other nutrients. It's liquid. You can drink it. It tastes great. And it's a nice way to get a nice, low, steady state level of nutrients. That's the way you always want to do nutrition, folks. Slow, steady state. Keep the levels of nutrients at just the right amount so your body doesn't have a big jolt it has to metabolize, and then you go into lower amounts and you got to take another pill and you get a big high spike in your blood levels of nutrients. Your body metabolizes it. You go low. You take another supplement. You get a big high spike. It's much better to just have a nice, low, even, steady state level, and drinking the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is one of the best ways to do that. It also has the ultimate EFAs, your essential fatty acids, and the omega-3 and omega-6 and omega-3 balance that you need. And you get the OsteoCal liquid calcium and liquid magnesium. So ask Phyllis and Andy about the Healthy Start Pack. 866-735-2470 is their number, or you can get to my Bright Side or my website, brightsideben.com, and you can order through there. There's a shopping cart up now. Healthy Start Pack, and most people notice a difference within 30 days, a difference in health, a difference in vitality, a difference in the immune system, a difference in the digestive system. Essential fatty acids in particular are really, really good for the skin and for the hair and for the nails. So for beauty and vanity reasons alone, you want to get yourself on that Healthy Start Pack either through Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470 or through my website, brightsideben.com. We're talking about herpes to Mike in New York. Is Mike there still? Do we still have Mike?
still here.
Mike dropped off. Hey, Mike. Okay, so number one, sugar. Restrict your sugars. Restrict your carbohydrates. They are immune-busting foods, foods that mess up the immune system. Number two, you want to correct any digestive symptomology if there's there. And then number three, there's wonderful nutritional supplements. Probably the most famous and maybe the most important nutritional supplement for herpes is the amino acid lysine, L-Y-S-I-N-E. And most folks who break out with they're from the herpes virus know about lysine. You can either take supplemental lysine, 100 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams a day. In fact, you can take 300 or 400 or 500 milligrams of lysine every couple of hours, and when you start to feel that little tingle, most folks who get herpes will know when their outbreak's about to happen, because they get a little tingle that they'll feel. As soon as you feel that tingle that tells you you're going to get a breakout, start dosing yourself on the lysine. I would take anywhere from a 500 to 1,000 milligrams every couple hours at least. You can also eat foods that are rich in lysine. Most vegetables are going to be good sources of lysine. Papaya is a good source of lysine. Brewer's yeast. In fact, brewer's yeast is a good source of everything, but it's also a very good source of lysine. And what's really neat about brewer's yeast, now that I think about it, is brewer's yeast is also relatively low in arginine. Lysine and arginine are two amino acids that compete with each other. And arginine is actually the amino acid that the herpes virus needs. Lysine, the reason lysine works is it competes with arginine, so it kind of robs the virus of the arginine that it needs to replicate. So taking in lysine is also is as effective as taking in low amounts of arginine, and that's one of the reasons why I like brewer's yeast for herpes, because it's low arginine, high lysine. So that's something else that you might want to think about, lysine. And then a vitamin C, please do not underestimate the importance of vitamin C for all immune issues. You can take a lot of vitamin C, anywhere from 2 to 5, 10,000 milligrams a day is fine. Go to what I call bowel tolerance, that is to the point where you start to get into some problems with loose stools and then back off a little bit, and that's a good place for you to be with vitamin C. You may want to do a teaspoon of vitamin C every couple hours, wonderfully immune boosting, especially if you're one of those folks that eats a lot of sugar, because vitamin C can help counteract some of the negative effects associated with excess sugar ingestion. One of the most important antiviral nutritional supplements that you don't really hear about a lot as an antiviral supplement is vitamin A. When there's a measles infection in a third world country, the World Health Organization will make sure that vitamin A is available for kids who are suffering from measles because of vitamin A's powerful immune boosting and antiviral properties. I was actually just reading an article, if I can find it here. This was a study that was done in South Africa on children who were hospitalized with measles. Researchers decided to give children with measles either 400,000 IU of vitamin A. That's what I said, 400,000 IU of vitamin A. The RDA for vitamin A is about 4,000 IU of vitamin A. So they're giving these kids 100 times the vitamin A over a course of 24 hours in a single dose. And what it turns out is there were 8 deaths from measles in the placebo group and only 2 deaths from in the group that got the vitamin A. Mortality was reduced 75% by giving vitamin A to kids who had measles. Now, the measles virus is not the herpes virus, but nonetheless, vitamin A has some wonderful, wonderful antiviral properties, and it also is great for the immune system. If you have digestive problems, you may not be absorbing your vitamin A, and that leads me to the next important nutrient for the immune system, for taking care of herpes or any kind of immune problems, zinc. And there's an intimate connection between zinc and vitamin A. So you want to make sure you're getting enough vitamin A and enough zinc. Low levels of one can cause low levels of the other. So get yourself on 20 or 30,000 IU of vitamin A. You maybe want to take a couple, some extra vitamin A for a couple of days, 60,000 IU of vitamin A for a couple of days, and make sure you're on 50 milligrams a day of zinc. People, I cannot stress this enough. If I had to tell you one supplement to be on, one single supplement to be on, a very good case could be made for zinc. It's involved in hundreds of different chemical reactions in the body. Zinc deficiency is common. Zinc is as cheap as it gets when it comes to a nutritional supplement. 50 milligrams of zinc a day. Look for zinc picolinate. It'll cost you about $10
for 100 pills. It couldn't be any cheaper, and considering what you're getting in terms of immune boosting power and in terms of helping your body fight the herpes virus, it's priceless, really. But for $10 for 100 pills, which is pennies a day, you can do a lot of good for your body by taking zinc picolinate. Whenever you're taking zinc, you always want to balance that out with copper. So 50 milligrams of zinc, 2 milligrams of copper. And then you want to make sure that you're getting selenium also. Selenium is a very powerful antiviral nutritional supplement. It's also wonderful for the immune system. You want about 200 to 400 micrograms a day. I personally take 600 micrograms a day of selenium. I don't think you should take more than 600 micrograms a day of selenium. That's one of those, you don't hear a lot about toxicity with nutritional supplements, and there's certainly very rare that somebody dies from nutritional supplements. In fact, I think it's on the order of one person every 15 years dies from nutritional supplementation. It's really quite impossible to do a lot of harm with nutritional supplements unless you take ridiculous amounts. But selenium is one of those that you can take too much of. So limit yourself to about 400 mics a day of selenium. The best kind is called selenium monomethionine. Then, of course, there's the colloidal selenium and the chelated selenium that you'll get from Longevity and the Longevity products. Dr. Wallach, actually, that's one of his favorite nutritional supplements. And actually, Longevity is the only multi-level company that has won a battle with the FDA, and they won that battle over the right to make claims about selenium. I'm pretty sure that was what that was about. So selenium is also very important. And whenever you're taking selenium, it's a good idea to take vitamin E and alpha-lipoic acid with it. Those are kind of three supplements work together, selenium, vitamin E, and alpha-lipoic acid. So there you go, Mike. Thanks so much for calling from New York. I hope that helps. And herpes is something that you want to be treating as an immune condition. You want to, if the body's immune system is strong enough and vital enough, it should be able to take care of herpes, and you should never have an outbreak. In fact, you can treat your outbreaks as not a sign that you have a herpes problem, but a sign that you're having an immune system problem. And when you look at your body that way, it gives you a lot more power. And that's really what the bright side is all about, folks. It's about taking the power back for our health, not blaming viruses, not blaming bacteria, not blaming health challenges, but refocusing on ourselves, on what we can do to make our bodies healthy and strong, to be able to withstand viruses, to be able to withstand bacterial assaults, to be able to correct health challenges. And it all boils down to giving your body what it needs in terms of oxygen for breathing, in terms of detoxification by breathing out, exhaling, in terms of good clean water, in terms of good healthy food, and absolutely positively in terms of a good nutritional supplement program. That's why we say on this program, good nutrition is good medicine. I'm a pharmacist telling you this, folks. There's no prescription drug in the world that can stand up to the power and the non-toxicity of nutritional supplementation. That's what we talk about every day here on The Bright Side. If you like what you hear, if you like what you heard today, tell your friends. We are here 5 days a week on The Bright Side, 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time, on the Genesis Communication Network and on stations around the country. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks to all our callers. Thanks to you, the listeners. Thanks to Genesis. Thanks to Longevity. Remember, as always, friends, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We will talk to you all later. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. Bye for now.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.